Hey guys, what's up? I'm Johnny Rosen, and you are listening to episode 6 of A Johnny Kind of Podcast. If I could paint a picture for you of where I'm at right now and what I'm doing, kind of lost my mind. I was trying to cook some quinoa and I almost burned it. So I got in the car and I drove off to a little boat launch at a lake near my house, sitting in the parking lot, watching the world go by, watching people jet ski, go paddle boarding, boating, and I'm chilling in the car. Had some thoughts I wanted to share with the world, so I figured I'd record a nice podcast. So today's episode is going to be about money and about how we shouldn't value money, but we should be valuing ourselves a lot higher and our happiness a lot higher than we value money today as a society. So let's get into that. So as a society, you see, money is everything. It makes our world go round. It pays our bills. It literally helps us do the things that we want to do. So don't get me wrong, money 100% creates a level of comfort. But one thing it won't ever do, it won't ever create a level of happiness. You see, a little bit ago, I was thinking about my life, and I, you know, you guys know me at this point. I tend to think pretty deeply about a lot of things in my life, so bear with me in the deepness here. I was thinking about, you know, where my life may end up in 10 years down the line, 20 years, 30 years. And will money matter at that point? Will money bring me happiness? Now, if I stopped everything I was doing today, you know, focused only on money and got the best paying job in the world, would that create a level of happiness that would last a lifetime? In my opinion, no. Rather, sticking to the things that I love doing, such as building, hacking, working on projects, and working together with people on a mission that affects individuals' lives in a positive way. That will truly make me happy. Because when I die, it won't matter. I'll take nothing with me except for my happiness. So why does our society do this? Why are we told by our parents and people around us that we need to go find more money or more security? Look, I'm not crazy. I get it. Money really does help with comfort. It really does help you get the things that you need, and maybe even the things that you want in life. A new car, a home for your family, food on the table, that new shirt or TV you've been wanting to get. And ultimately, those things added up will create a level of comfort and maybe even bring you some happiness on some days. I'm not crazy about that. But my old boss once told me, I look for the things that light up people behind their eyes. Smart man. And when you wake up in the morning, no matter how much money you have in the bank, no matter how much money you have at all, what lights you up behind your eyes? Because no amount of money will ever light you up behind your eyes in the same way a true drive and passion do. And I'll leave you with this. Moving forward in your life, I want you to truly take a step back. When you wake up in the morning, sit back, really think about how you want to be spending your day. Truly redefine what success is for you. Is it the amount of times you get to paddle board throughout the week? Is it the amount of times, I don't know, you put a smile on your face or someone else's face, a stranger? It's your day. You choose how you want to spend it. Forget about money and forget about pressures. What do you actually want to spend your time doing? What do I really think? Matter over money. Find what matters to you. Find what makes you feel mattered to the world. All right, guys, that's it. I just wanted to thank you so much for always sticking with me and listening to the crazy thoughts I have to share with the world. Just kind of feel like doing something nice. I'm going to make this podcast non-sponsored. So this is completely on the house. Let's just call it like that. Yeah, what you're hearing is a jet ski. So don't ask me why the jet ski sounds like that. Anyways, podcast is on the house. Thank you for listening. And I hope to see you guys and hear you guys next time. So thank you.